McDonald's hired one of the top libel barristers in the country, Richard Rampton QC. He gets about £2,000 a day. He brought with him a junior barrister, Timothy Atkinson, and also a head solicitor, Patty Brinley Codd, and a whole team of about seven solicitors and clerks working behind the scenes.
And meanwhile, we were defending ourselves.
The fast food company McDonald's has begun a High Court libel action against two environmental campaigners. In court this morning, counsel for McDonald's said the allegations were totally false.
We were just treated like, you know, what are these people doing in my courtroom? That's the attitude we got. I mean, the first hearing, we asked the judge to explain the procedures, and he said, if you don't know the procedures, you should be represented. And we said, well, there's no legal aid. What are we meant to do?
We pride ourselves on having a legal system which is the best in the world, and we pride ourselves on the fact that we've all got free speech. But in reality, of course, that simply isn't the situation.
You don't get free lawyers for libel cases, so we had to represent ourselves. But luckily, Keir came along early on and volunteered to help us out with legal advice.
I immediately saw that McDonald's had a very strong legal team and that it was a complicated case raising all sorts of issues. And as soon as I saw the imbalance, I decided that I would do what I could to help them.
The libel laws in England and Wales are notoriously anti-free speech because of the burdens they put on defendants to prove so much of the case. So in this case, David and Helen have to prove the truth of everything that's in the leaflet. McDonald's can sit back and prove nothing. That's a huge and disproportionate burden.
The cross-examination was devastating so far as McDonald's were concerned, and many top lawyers would have been very proud to have got the answers that Dave and Helen managed to get out of McDonald's experts. And as a result, Mr. Rampton had to move the goalposts of his case. Instead of saying the particular phrase meant one thing, he now argues that it means something completely different.
We always knew it would be an uphill struggle to get evidence of direct involvement by McDonald's in tropical forest destruction. After all the witnesses and the official documents and so on were on the other side of the world, and we didn't have the resources to track them down and bring them to court.
You sit back and think about some of the witnesses that could have come on behalf of Dave and Helen, but didn't because nobody could pay their airfare. The verdict pales into insignificance. It's meaningless. If both sides had had all the witnesses they wanted there, then a true verdict might have been possible. But with the best will in the world, the judge can only give a verdict according to the evidence. And the evidence costs money.
They had the libel team, the expert team of lawyers working for the last 5 years behind the scenes and in court for them. That's where the victory lies, in the fact that Dave and Helen won almost half of this case with those odds stacked against them.
Some of the issues that Dave and Helen were raising, such as junk food and advertising to children, were not widely debated 10, 15, 20 years ago. But now they are mainstream. The case appears to have altered McDonald's tactics. Since the case, I don't think McDonald's has even threatened anybody with libel proceedings in similar circumstances.
5th of September 2004. Train to Strasbourg with Dave for the European hearing. We've beaten McDonald's, now it's the UK government's turn.
Dave and Helen are now taking their case to the European Court of Human Rights, which is the most important court in the whole of Europe, and will seek to argue that UK law is in breach of the European Convention of Human Rights, so the stakes could not be higher. The European Court is going to have to consider a number of fundamental issues about English libel law.
The first is the obvious unfairness of a system that allows one party to have huge amounts of resources and lawyers and the other to have none without any legal aid. It's only for libel proceedings that you can't get legal aid. In every other kind of legal case, legal aid is there to achieve the balance that's required for justice.
you reckon...
I've put in all the additional bits we discussed last night.
I'm sure.
I've cut out, in order to make it 30 minutes, the bits I've had to cut out are Professor Nicholson. In its
quote.
Entirety.
Oh, right. What even the meaning?
No. The section the dealing with overstrict thing. I don't think that matters.
Well,
that's dealt with
about fact and comment and all that. That one that was repeated 6 times.
I never understood that anyway. So we'll leave that out.
It's long been recognised that it would be wrong for central and local government to be able to sue for libel because it restricts free speech. And we're questioning before the European Court whether that rule shouldn't be extended to multinationals. They often have more power and wealth than small countries around the world. They can get their message across through the television, through other media and through advertising. And they don't need to go to court through ancient and unfair libel proceedings.
Good evening. They lost to McDonald's, but today they won against the entire English legal system. In the David and Goliath situation, you versus the multinational, despite all those findings against them, fundamentally, they won.
It has been a David and Goliath battle, but not in the way that the media has portrayed it. The reality is, it's the public that are the giants in this battle. There's billions and billions of us, and corporations like McDonald's are just a small elite acting in their own interests. When the public begin to stand up and get organised and speak out about injustices, then nothing can stop us.